Good morning. You listen to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is David Gross, the executive director with Install. David, how you doing?
Oh, very well. Thank you for having me.
It's good to talk to you. It's been about a year and a half since we talked, and you've been in this role for a little over 3 years. Most people know Install. It stands for International Standards and Training Alliance. It's part of the Carpenters Union. And in the flooring industry, you know, it's the entity for training and certifying installers, and you have a 4-year apprenticeship program. We want to talk about the shortage, but before that, first, today's the first day of spring, so that's good news, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. My birthday is on Sunday.
All right. Let's first talk about an event you had. Install was celebrating 25 years out in Las Vegas last week, right?
Yeah, it's a very big milestone for us. Install was founded 25 years ago. Of course, flooring has always been an integral part of the Carpenters Union. But 25 years ago, a group of our leadership got together and decided that the industry needed standards and we needed training and curriculum that stands up. And fortunately, with their insight, they put together what has become the system that Install works within. It's created a 4-year apprenticeship, a verifiable, documented training program with curriculum aligned across the entire continent of North America with industry respect and with the certification that is standardized across our markets across the continent. That really stands up along with our warranty that we back our certified installers just to lend validity to our training and show the industry that we care about their quality as much as the industry does.
Well, one of the things I did want to talk about is this topic of the shortage of craftsmen that know how to put flooring in. Tell us where we stand there with available trained labor.
Well, you're getting to a hot topic in the industry, and we just had our 25th anniversary. We had a conference out of our International Training Center in Las Vegas. It was a working conference. Yes, we celebrated 25 years, but we really took it as an opportunity where our contractors, our industry partners came together, and we really drilled down on some of these topics. Installer shortage is one of them. We feel that we are actually in a pretty good position to handle this. We've built a pipeline of workers to perform in this environment. We can develop these people, as we talked about, through a 4-year apprenticeship, through ongoing education of journey level installers. But we also teach more than that. You know, we teach professionalism, leadership, job site management, all those things to make a more professional installer. We recognize that attracting and retaining people requires more than just training. So we've built a culture around the workforce. In some areas, like my area, I've always worked out of the Philadelphia market. We have just under 2,000 installers actively engaged in this area. And that provides the opportunity for things like family events, softball leagues, community engagement, and charitable projects. When you weave those things into the profession, it makes it attractive. Now, across the broader industry, there's an important dynamic to understand for sure, that as the supply of qualified installers tightens, economics eventually is going to take over. Good installers, they become more valuable, they become more expensive. And that's just the economy working the way it should. But it will create a second effect, and that is the potential for, as compensation rises for installers, it will attract people into the trade, which is exactly what it's supposed to do. But training those people and having them be properly qualified is another situation. We'll have people entering that are going to need to be trained. They may not have the skill set, but they may take advantage of the higher compensation used as incentive. And if they're out there doing work and they're not properly trained, ultimately it'll be the end users and the homeowners that pay the price for failed installations or products that don't live up to their expected life cycle. So it is a problem in the industry. I think it's a transitionary stage. And like any other problem that we have faced over the past 25 years, whether it's the great financial crisis or the dot-com bubble or whatever else it is, you know, we'll overcome it. We'll succeed, but there will be a transitionary period.
I think it's important that we mention, you know, when you train these people, you're not just training them to be craftsmen with the handwork, but you're also working on their head a little bit and, you know, the mental part of it, as far as being a team player, working within a hierarchy and understanding the demands on a foreman and how to be a foreman. So it's a lot more than just getting on your knees and putting flooring in, right?
Absolutely. There's a certain job satisfaction that needs to come with it as well. It works both ways. It's not just compensation. You have to feel that you're making a difference. You have to feel fulfilled with the work you're doing. Now, that's one aspect I've always enjoyed about flooring, is that you really see the transformation of a project, of a building, of a home. You know, you bring in the color and texture. And for some reason, all the work that the electricians and plumbers do behind the wall, you seem to get credit for that, because when the floor goes in, it makes the building. So there is a job satisfaction component, and there is a lifestyle and family component that goes with being a good installer as well.
David, let me ask you real quick, this use of floating floors, the floors go in a lot easier. Does that alleviate some of the capacity issues with the number of trained installers?
I would say absolutely. That's an advantage to the industry. It has alleviated the demand for installers because more people in the residential environment take that on themselves. It does save money, does save time for the homeowner, but it's important to be clear that floating floor installation is not foolproof. There's still a need to understand some of the fundamentals of flooring installation. It removes the adhesive component, but there's still need for substrate preparation, considerations, transitions, trimming. So even though it does lend itself to a do-it-yourself or a less qualified installer, it still has some critical components that could be consequential if not done right.
Now, you have a website, right, that if people want to hire a union installer, they can go to your website. Is that right?
Our website is installfloors.org, and we don't list our installers on there. We list the contractors, our industry partners who work with us on there by region. So if you wanted to find a contractor in a given area, you could search that geographically and learn all sorts of things about the install program. It's a pretty comprehensive website.
So am I going to see you in Coverings in Las Vegas?
I don't know if I'm going to make Coverings. I will be at StarNet. I'm judging their flooring contest this year.
All right. Well, I'll see you at that meeting for sure. Again, been talking to David Gross, Executive Director with Install, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.